today, they're repainting the white colonial-style Dhaka Medical Hospital, one of the oldest and largest in Bangladesh. The long, poorly lit corridors are filled with people. Whole families have taken up positions in the dark corners, the sick member lying amid them. While the atmosphere is friendly and the wards are clean, there are only 550 beds here, but more than 4,000 patients. Brigadier General Dr. Mohammed Malik is the hospital director. He's in military dress and carries a meter-long bamboo stick.
This is the hospital, the largest public hospital. All the complicated cases rushes to this hospital from different parts of the country. We can restrict the admission, but practically it is not feasible, considering the socioeconomic condition, considering the economic background of the patient. It is not possible as because this is the place where they are getting at least the treatment. I cannot give him the bed, but I can give him the treatment, the medicine, the diet.
But it's not only the problem of adequate beds that worries the general. It's the serious lack of staff, mainly nurses. According to the Bangladesh Health Directorate, there are over 33,000 vacant posts waiting to be filled, one-fifth of the workforce. The last hiring for government health posts was in 2003. The positions haven't been filled due to both serious funding shortages, slowness in the recruiting process, and corruption, while as many as 3,000 trained nurses are unemployed and available for work. Meanwhile, caseloads increase as thousands have come to Dhaka, the capital, in search of treatment. Monirul Shadar has been on dialysis for 6 months and comes twice a week to the hospital. But sometimes the machines are down when he gets here.
We are getting the facilities. It's not sufficient. Because sometimes we have to purchase from outside. It's not available in the hospital.
For the nurses, he has only praise.
Nurse, they're excellent. The nurse, the service they're giving, is excellent.
Nurse Tahira Khatam twists a dial and checks Monirul's health chart. She sighs deeply when I ask her about her frustrations.
There are at least twice as many patients as machines. We've been asking the director for more staff and technicians, but we're still waiting. It's sad to see the people suffer.
In the child's ward, sick children are packed three to a bed. Their families are on the floor in clusters around the room. Here, there is a ratio of one nurse for every 20 children, four times the minimum staff per patient recommendation from the World Health Organization. Iftikhar Zaman is the executive director of Transparency International, the organization working hard to flush out corruption here.
Corruption is quite deep and widespread in the context of Bangladesh. Bangladesh was unfortunately ranked at the top of the list of Transparency International Corruption Perception Index from 2001 to 2005. So it's a huge challenge, and it is there is hardly any sector in this society, in the country, which is not affected by corruption.
The unemployed, hunger-striking nurses want a change in the quota recruitment system. In essence, the system, which applies to all government jobs in Bangladesh, was created to guarantee the sons and daughters of the 1971 freedom fighters 30% of state jobs. Women are guaranteed at least 15%, and recruitment is done on a national, district-wise basis. The striking nurses claim that those with years of experience are not considered and want recruitment to be based on merit. Transparency International has been investigating the health ministry's recruitment practices for corruption.
Most often this quota is abused on the basis of people who are in positions of power. And we have to remember that the people in positions of power can be within the government, outside the government. It can be political power, it can be economic power.
But Abdullah Al-Baki, the Deputy Secretary of the Ministry of Health Nursing Department, refutes accusations of corruption.
I can tell you that this nursing branch is more or less free from corruption, monetary corruption. I have recorded nothing like that is happening here.
The 150 striking nurses are demanding not only employment, but a more just system of hiring. They also want their status upgraded. Abdullah Al-Baki is not happy. They're not playing by the rules, he says.
They don't like to follow the recruitment rules. They simply wanted to have jobs after getting their diploma. They agitated against this quota system, and government is under process to recruit about 2,600 nurses within mid-April.
While it's not enough, the promised employment of nurses will make a big difference for patients. And it must be said that in spite of the enormous pressure on health services, Bangladesh has made progress. Both maternal and child mortality has gone down significantly in the last 10 years, in spite of population growth. For now, say the unemployed nurses, they'll wait and see if the government will implement the recruitment plan and get them back in the health system, instead of taking to the streets. For Asia Calling, this is Rick Wasserman in Bangladesh.